Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're pleased to be joined in studio this weekend talking with Tuolumne County Superintendent of Schools, Margie Bulkin. Superintendent Bulkin, I want to pick up on the last segment. You were talking about one of your roles overseeing the budgets and finances of the various districts in Tuolumne County, the school districts. You know, what are your observations right now when you look at the various districts, and are there some that you still have to keep a closer eye on?
Well, we have three times a year that we review district budgets, that when they submit their budget and then their first interim and their second interim. So it's a continuous process. I mean, it just doesn't end. And that's good because it helps us keep a close eye throughout those periodic reviews. So the good news is I can say right now that all of the reviews we've done in this last interim was that all of our school districts, all 11, have a positive certification. So I could tell you the outlook is good. But what we're all keeping a close eye on is the governor released his budget, as many know, in January, and then it gives a chance for the legislators and various stakeholders to take a look at it. And then in May, he submits a revision, and then hopefully by July, we have an adopted budget. And we all know this is the governor's last year, and he has fully funded the local control funding formula, and we're happy about that. So the prospects for education look, constant. But the governor's race is what we care about, because the new governor, will set the new criteria and the new budget for the next year. So really, my eyes and all of the, you know, I think the players in education, we're really paying closer attention to that governor's race.
When you talk about fully funding the local control funding formula, for people who aren't familiar with education, what does that mean and how is that beneficial?
So in 2013, Governor Brown restructured the way schools are funded and called it local control. And, you know, who would ever take that away? So it'll be hard to change that name, right? Because it really put the funding back on school districts and said, here's the pot of money. You figure out how to spend it. You just have to meet these state priorities, which have a lot to do with school climate and instruction and assessment and graduation rates and, you know, all of those things. So and with it came a formula that ramped up to being fully funded based on a number of criteria of student population groups within that district. And the timing of it came to maturation at the governor's last year. So we're wondering if a new governor might change that formula. And I would think that, you know, most educators will tell you it's divided. Some people like the old way of funding, which was categorically based, where you got certain funds of money for certain projects and programs. And others will tell you they love this one. So, like I said, we're really looking at what the new governor has in mind, because right now we're consistently funded for what we expect to need to serve the students of our county.
Next thing I want to ask you about is another one of those hot topic issues, marijuana. In Tuolumne County, the Board of Supervisors have been discussing cultivation at several recent meetings. You've been at a lot of those meetings, you know, during the public comment period. You definitely pull no punches when this topic comes up. So, you know, what is your thoughts on marijuana cultivation and why you're so passionate about this topic?
Oh, BJ, thank you. And let me tell you, I stand arm in arm with the sheriff on this topic and with the district attorney on this topic. And they say the same about me. So I'm happy to mention their names. Listen, I hope the listeners tell other listeners that the public needs to stay closely engaged on this topic of the Board of Supervisors considering how or if they will approve an ordinance for outdoor grows. And I don't think the public understands. Most people, if you ask them, think, well, yeah, I thought marijuana was legal. Well, yes, but there are certain ordinances that cities and counties have to adopt in order to address a number of things related to that. And this Board of Supervisors has the opportunity to absolutely shut down outdoor grows. And that's where I stand on it. I've been public on that. And I why wouldn't an educator or even the county superintendent, you know, say they want the most restrictive of all ordinances for outdoor grows simply for the sake of the safety of children? And that's where I stand on this topic. And I'm willing to let anybody convince me otherwise that an outdoor grow would benefit kids. Those don't come together for me. So I'm happy that you asked me that question, and I can publicly say, as the county superintendent, I stand firm, as does the County Board of Education, who adopted a resolution asking the supervisors to adopt the most restrictive, if not ban altogether, outdoor grows.
Marijuana among students, are you seeing any type of increase? Or are you concerned that if there is going to be outdoor cultivation, you'll just see more students using the drug?
Look, tobacco, alcohol, marijuana, all of them gateway drugs for something more severe. So kids, if they have access to it, they'll find it. And I'm not under any illusion that won't be the case if somehow a youth thinks and believes that, well, if they're growing it outside, somehow, you know, it's okay. And we know that marijuana is illegal for underage young people. And people argue with me, we'll look at alcohol, the same thing. And I still say alcohol is illegal for underage youth. No one can convince me that this doesn't continue to be a gateway for more serious drug use, and then more potential problems for our young people.
Aside from the issue of marijuana, kind of a general question, you know, what do you see as other kind of big challenges for local students and just education in general right now as you prepare to end your term as superintendent?
Well, I'll call it opportunity. So we've developed incredible articulation agreements, I should say, with our Columbia College between our high schools. And recently, I mean, I know the middle college program has been going on for a long time, but recently under Assembly Bill 288, high schools have been working with colleges to offer courses that are not offered at the high school. And we've seen dual enrollment increase this last year to 278 students in high school who are dual enrolled in high school courses. That's an 86% rise over last year, due in most part to this wonderful piece of legislation called AB 288. And the reason why that's important is that when a student steps into the next part or aspect of what they're going to do after high school, we know that when they take college coursework, their likelihood of completing a certificate, associate degree, a bachelor's degree, or higher education increases dramatically. So I don't call it a challenge. I say, wow, we've got so many opportunities ahead of us to help students achieve career pathways that take them into something they can learn how to do to actually get a job or take them on to higher education. And Columbia College and the high schools in our county have cemented that bridge in order to make that possible.
So are you pretty optimistic just looking ahead about education in Tuolumne County in the future?
Oh, very. I'm not just saying that. We have incredibly talented teachers in this county, gifted and talented kids. I just went to academic decathlon last weekend, and I mean, those kids blew me away. Unbelievable talent in our county. And we have a community who has been supporting this Promise campaign that, you know, a lot of people know I'm involved in, that invests in high school students to help them get a leg up to consider going to college. I mean, really, education is one of those areas that everybody is behind and everybody wants to support. I mean, all the way to our business partners to give kids work experience opportunities. So because it's Tuolumne County, I couldn't be more optimistic.
Need to take one more break. We're talking with Tuolumne County Superintendent of Schools, Margie Bulkin, on this weekend's Motherlode Views. We'll return with our final segment in just a minute. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small.